In response to the two tragic fatals we've had on the old A130 in the Rettenden area, we looked to place the mobile police station in the village of Rettenden, really to cover two things. We looked at two-prong attack, really. We're looking at, firstly, to identify witnesses who had any information in response to either of the fatals that occurred on Sunday the 5th or Sunday the 12th of September. Secondly, the mobile police station was there to sort of reassure local communities about what we're actually doing to address driver and rider behaviour on these routes. We know through neighbourhood policing that speed, antisocial use of the roads is a concern to many, many local communities. So really it's an opportunity for residents of Rettenden and East Hanningfield perhaps to pop across, have a cup of tea or coffee and actually tell us what their concerns are. We can then sort of give an idea as to what we currently do on the roads and actually then also perhaps take their concerns on board and look to address them by means of perhaps doing some additional speed enforcement. Quite a few people did come across and talk to us, and we took some real good local intelligence back. And obviously, you know, in return, we can come back and do some speed enforcement. Also, we did what's known as a pit stop up at Leaden Roading on the B184. Pit stops are a day where we look to engage with a wide range of motorcyclists, really on routes that they use at weekends. We pull them over, a cup of tea, have a bacon bap and a chat about road safety, but also offer them an observed ride by one of the police motorcyclists present on site. And also then look to try and get them to sign up to take some additional rider training, for example, like Bike Safe. We're continuously looking to drive down the number of people that are killed or seriously injured on motorcycles across Essex. We still have an alarming number of incidents on the roads involving motorcycles. We still have more casualties in the county of Essex than the whole of Wales put together for motorcycle incidents. So whilst the figures continue to drop, and they are pleasingly dropping this year, which is great, we still have far too many motorcyclists killed or seriously injured. And when we say seriously injured, you know, tragically, many of those are life-changing injuries as well. So we're continuously looking to change rider behaviour. There are a minority of riders, and I stress minority of riders, that treat the roads as a racecourse on Sundays. And for those riders, we look to prosecute where we can for offences that are identified, and wherever possible, put them onto a ride scheme, which is a course that is set as opposed to a prosecution through the courts, which is a two-day course where, again, we look to change their riding behaviour and enhance their riding behaviour on the course. We're not there to pick on the motorcyclist. The motorcycle routes that we work on will actually detect more drivers committing offences than motorcycles, and that's a fact. So, you know, it's not all about motorcycle behaviour. The car drivers are at fault in many cases